Shalom, אנחנו לומדים מספר תלמוד
הספר. Hello, we are reading from the writing study of the 10 Sfirot. You can find material at kabbalahmedia.info, beginning from Indeed after the reception. You can ask questions at kab.tv. Yeah, and study the 10 Sfirot. Part 4. After all the istalkut, the departures, the lights returned to their place in Paltsuf Ab of Ak, except for Or Ketel. Then there was a bitush, a beating between the Reshima of Ketel and Or Chochma on each other. And two kilim came out, one for Ketel and one for Chochma, which are Zachar, male, and Nekeva, female, in Rosh Ab of Ak. Item 6. Indeed, after the reception of these Sfirot from the Ma'atzil, the emanator, they returned to their place except for Ketel. The clear Ketel had only been made on the return, because when Chochmah re-entered him, O Chochmah struck the Reshimol that Ketel placed in his place. These were double strikes, for since the Reshimol of Ketel is a higher bina than Chochmah, it therefore strikes Chochmah and generates nitzotzin, sparks. Likewise, Chochmah, since she now comes from above, she stands on the Reshimol, and she is higher than it. As a result, she now struck the Reshimol and generated other nitzotzin. As a result, there are two kelim now, one for the Reshimol of Ketel, and another for Chochmah that now came. We have already discussed at length in a different place. How is there Zachar, a male, and a Nukva, a female, in Ketel, which are the two we mentioned here, namely the Reshimo and the Chochmah? Again, item 6. After all the departures, the istalkut, the lights returned to their place in Paltsuf Ab of Ak, except for O Ketel. Then there was a bitush, a beating between the Reshima of Ketel and O Chochmah on each other, and two kilim came out, one for Ketel and one for Chochmah, which are Zachal, male, and Nekeva, female, in Rosh Ab of Ak. Indeed, after the reception of these Sfirot from the Ma'atzil, the emanator, they returned to their place, except for Ketel. The Kli Ketel had only been made on the return, because when Chochmah re-entered him, O Chochmah struck the Reshimo that Ketel placed in his place. These were double strikes, for since the Reshimo of Ketel is a higher bina than Chochmah, it therefore strikes Chochmah and generates nitzotzin, sparks. Likewise Chochmah, since now she comes from above, she stands on Reshimo, and she is higher than it. As a result, she now struck the Reshimo and generated other nitzotzin, sparks. As a result, there are two kelim now, one for the Reshimo of Ketel, and another for Chochmah that now came. We have already discussed at length in a different place how there is a Zachar, a male, and Nukva in Ketel, which are the two we mentioned here, namely the Reshimo and the Chochmah.
Let's read below. Maybe we'll understand something.
O Pnimi, after the Sfirot from the Emanator, they returned to their place. We must thoroughly understand this matter of reception that the Sfirot received from the Emanator after their ascent to him.
He exited. The screen ascends to Peder Rosh, and then the second dissemination occurs.
You will understand this matter after you thoroughly know the matter of Hiztelkut, the departure of the ten Sfirot of Guf and their ascent to the emanator. Know that all this is drawn from and connected with the light of Malchut only, meaning the Masach and Olchozer in Malchut. That is because there is no other light in Malchut, for she never receives any Or Yeshal. Thus all the light in her is but Olchozer, extended by the coupling through striking in her Masach. The view to Prina Dalet is the Kli of Malchut, and a Masach that detains the upper light from expanding to the coarseness of Prina Dalet, along with the Ochuzel that ascends because of it, are regarded as the light of Malchut. You can therefore see that the essence of the issue of the ascent to the lights to the emanator is connected only to the ascent of Malchut. Ascending means purifying and equalizing the form with the upper one. The Ishtavutzua, the equivalence of form with the upper one, brings him and connects him with the upper one. Thus, the issue of the Izdekhut, the purification of the coarseness, pertains only to Malchut, where there is Aviyut, coarseness. However, there isn't any Kli whatsoever in the upper nine Sfirot, and they are only regarded as complete light. Thus, how can we refer to the purification of the coarseness in them? Indeed, the matter of descent and the purification refers solely to Malchut, and not to the Kli of Malchut, as the Kelim never purify from their coarseness. Instead, it refers to the corrected Masach in Kli Malchut. The Kelim never purify from their coarseness, that is their desire.
This is clear, right? Aviyut is not cleansed. Nothing happens with it. We use the spiritual Aviyut only in according to the screen, only in according to the intention for bestowal. From there it can cleanse and disappear and reappear. Everything depends on the actions of a person. But Aviyut here, he uses only for bestowal, but Aviyut always remains. This is clear, right? Okay. Yes?
He writes here that all Malchut never receives light, only all Chuzel. Why?
From Pei and below the Parsuf, that's already Malchut. And there, the direct light enters, which is enclosed in the Or Chozer. So only in relation to Or Chozer, it's possible to enter Malchut and fulfill it. And the important thing that's disseminated is the Or Chozer, the intention. That's how the spirituality is. I restrict my desire. I don't want to use it at all. And if I do use it, then it's only for the sake of bestowal, how much I can please the Creator. And that's why whatever is dispersed within me, it's that intention, that bestowal to the Creator that I'm capable of formulate.
The lights of Naran Chai is not the Or Yashar, but it's the intention.
The Or Yashar never enters the Malchut after the first restriction. It doesn't exist. It does not receive it at all. The Or Yashar is called Creator's direct relationship to me, direct attitude to me, to the guest. I don't agree to receive that in this way, but only under the condition when I'm similar to him. Yes?
All the lights that we're talking about, Naran Chai, they're all intentions?
There's no precise language for this. If we're talking about the reflected light, then is the intention direct light, is direct light, or is it bestowal? Tell me exactly, specifically, what you would like to say. You bring in this word intention, and before you didn't say it, so I don't know what you mean exactly. Neve? Gradually.
You already know the issue of the four levels that extend by the coupling through striking on a masach from the beginning of its purification until it is purified to Prinat Matzil, the emanator. From Tabul to Peh, know that these levels that gradually diminish are the very sphirot of which the Ari says that they rose to the emanator. Though these are 10 sphirot in each and every level, they are still measured by the name of the highest sphira in their level. Though the level of Prina Gimel has 10 sphirot that only reached the level of Chochmah, she is still regarded as O Chochmah entirely, after the name of the highest sphira on the level. Similarly, the 10 sphirot of the level of Prina Bet, reaching Bina, is only called Bina. Prina Aleph is called Ziranpin, and Prinat Ketel and Shoresh, the root, is called Malchut.
Okay. Is this clear? In other words, any degree that can be develops according to the greatest upper light that it can receive for the sake of bestowal.
You should also know that all these reshimot that the lights of Hakudim placed in their kelim after their departure remained only in Kli Malchut. It is so because she is the designated Kli for all 10 sfirot of Hakudim. This is the coarse light that the Ari refers to above, which is Prinat Kelim of Hakudim themselves. Also, this is where the lights place the reshimot. It is therefore necessary that it is Prinat Malchut alone, for there is no coarseness in the upper nine. It has been clarified there, in O Pnimi, that this coarse light is the O Chozel in Malchut that expanded with it from her and within her to clothe the 10 sphirot of Or Yashar from above downward, called Guf. Thus, it is clear that all the reshimot that remained from the first expansion after her departure necessarily remained only in Malchut.
Okay, we'll learn it ahead.
It has been clarified that Malchut consists of all the reshimot that remained of the first expansion. After the Masach rose to Malchut of Hosh, meaning when the Masach had purified from all its coarseness, it came to Ishtavut Tzura, the equivalence of form, with Malchut of Hosh. Thus, the Masach that rose also consists of all the reshimot that remained in Malchut, except reshimot of Prinat Dalet, as the last Prinat does not leave a reshimot. Now you understand the Ari's words here, who says, after the reception of these sphirot from the emanator, they return to their place, except for Ketel. The ascent of the Masach of Malchut of Guf rose to Malchut of Rosh, called Prinat Emanator, Prinat Matzil, of the Guf, occurred by the power of the equivalence of form with it. Therefore, it is found to be joining and mixing with the Masach in Malchut of Rosh as a single Prinat. The Masach in Malchut of Rosh is always there in Zivug Deaka, the coupling through striking, for there is no purification in the Rosh. Thus, the Masach of Guf that rolls and mingled with it works along with it for the coupling through striking and for raising Or Chozer from below upward that is done in the Rosh. It is so because it mingles in the same Bchinat Aviyut that is in the Masach in Malchut of Rosh. You already know that these Reshimot that remained in Malchut of Guf are contained in the Masach that rose to the Rosh, which are only up to Aviyut of Bchinat Gimel. That is because there was no Reshima left from Aviyut of Bchinat Dalet. Thus, once Masach of Guf mingled and came in the Zivug, the coupling on the Masach of Rosh, and received from it the coarseness from below upward that is contained in it, in that state the Reshimot contained in it from Malchut of Guf reawakened and returned to their first Aviyut, their first coarseness, meaning coarseness from above downward, as it is in the Guf. Consequently, the Masach was first contained in Malchut of Rosh and gained a coarseness from below upward, that is in the Rosh. Then, the Reshimot contained in the Masach awakened and gained Aviyut as well. And Aviyut, the coarseness, overturned in them and became Prinat from above downward. You should understand the great difference between the Aviyut, the coarseness, from below upward, and the Aviyut, the coarseness, from above downward. From below upward implies resistance to Hitlabshut, to the clothing, though there is no feature of Albasha, of clothing, there whatsoever. For that reason, she is Prinat Rosh, called Ketel, or it's called Insof. Its opposite is Prinat Aviyut, Prinat coarseness, from above downward, meaning Prinat complete Albashar, complete clothing on the Or Yashar. For that reason it is called Guf or Neitzal, or it's called emanated, and is never called Insof, nor is it called Matzil. This discernment is in the Rosh and Guf of all the Parzufim in the Olamot. The Masach had been completely purified from its Aviyut and equalized its form with Prinat Malchut of Rosh, which is completely clean from the coarseness from above downward. In that state, it is obvious that the Reshimot contained in it are completely silent. They are regarded as non-existent, and Masach of Guf becomes contained in Masach of Rosh, with the coarseness from below upward. However, since the Masach has gained Aviyut, though it is but from the coarseness, the Aviyut from below upward, still the silent and resting Reshimot contained in the Masach awakened and were revived because of that, meaning they too gained Aviyut, coarseness. However, since these Reshimot came from the Guf, where they had already been clothed, the Aviyut, the coarseness, naturally turned in them into Prinat from above downward, into Prinat Guf. Consequently, the Masach acquired a Shinui Tzura, disparity of form, that is very different from the Rosh, as the difference between Prinat Rosh and Prinat Guf. At the moment when the Aviyut from above downward appeared in the Masach, that is Prinat Guf, the Masach returned. It left the Rosh and ascended to the Guf, though not to Prinat Dalet of the Guf called Tabu, but only to Prinat Gimel of the Guf called Chazeh. This is because the Masach cannot gain Aviyut, coarseness, but only up to Prina Gimel, as Prina Dalet did not leave Reshimo in the Masach. You will find that the Masach that arose to the Ma'atzil, the Emanator, acquired two Prinot Aviyut, coarseness there. Aviyut, the coarseness from below upward, by the power of the initial itkalelut, the incorporation in Malchut of Rosh, and Aviyut, the coarseness from above downward, that reawakened and returned to the Reshimot contained in it. Thus, the Masach left Malchut of Rosh to the place of the Chazeh in the Guf. Then it generated Prinat Zivug Te'aka'a, the coupling through striking, of Prinat Eser Sfirot of Rosh from the Chazeh upward, by the force of the coarseness from below upward contained in it, meaning only on the level of Chochmah. It is so because it only has coarseness of Prinat Gimel. After that, it expanded from the Chazet downward to Prinat 10 Svirot of Guf by the force of the coarseness from above downward contained in it. This is called the second expansion. It is said, after the reception of these Svirot from the Emanator, meaning after Masach of Guf had purified entirely, regarded as having risen to the Ma'atzil, the Emanator, which is Malchut of Rosh, there it once more received power to expand to Itlapshut, the clothing of the 10 Svirot, as in the beginning. In other words, the view to coarseness reawakened in the Reshimot in it, up to Prina Gimel, at which time it returned to its place in Malchut of Guf, as in the beginning. In that state, Hitpashtut Bet, the second expansion, occurred in the 10 Sfirot of Rosh and Guf, as in the beginning, and Zeranpin returned to their place, meaning the place of Malchut of Guf.
Okay. He explained this to us in a very expansive way, how Malchut, how the screen that ascends from Tabor to Peh loses his level of Aviyut, and then from Peh onwards receives a new degree of Aviyut and loses fulfillment from down up, and then changes from the screen of the Rosh to the screen of Guf. On the surface, we could study this, but we'll hope that we can feel how it actually works, then the entire method of Kabbalah will become clear. Right now, this acts more as a miraculous quality. Only from your actions we will know you. Okay, where is the item 60? Samech?
Item 60, except for the Ketel. The Masach did not become more coarser by its itkalelut, its incorporation in Malchut of Rosh, only up to Prina Gimel, as Prina Dalet did not leave Reshima. The itpashtut, the expansion on Masach of Prina Gimel, is only up to the level of Chochmah, lacking all Ketel. It is said, they all return to their place, except for Ketel. It turns out, the all Chochmah clothed in Kli of Ketel, and all Binah in Kli of Chochmah, and the light of Zeranpin in Kli of Binah, and the light of Malchut in the Kli of Zeranpin. Thus, Malchut remained without light.
Of course, all of this is not correct. Not correct. Because these aren't the same lights that are in these new Kalim. But just to compare what occurred when now he says that the light that existed there and ascended, and then the lights are not corresponding to the Kalim, and Malchut remains empty, and that the light that existed in Keter is now only the light of Chokhmah, we can only talk about this in a relative way, and it needs to be clear.
17. Meaning Kli of Nukva of Keter, which is all Chokhmah, clothed in Kli of Keter, which is missing here for the above reason.
He cleansed.
Item 80. The light in the level of Chokhmah that comes to clothe Kli of Ketel resembles the nature of the above mentioned descending Ol Chuzer. It is in contrast with the light of the Reshima, and they beat on each other.
And then as a result of the Bitush, when he doesn't exactly know what happens with who, and this justice that comes to the Kli and the light of Keter that comes and enters its own place, and its place is the place of Chokhmah, all of these it's not possible to come to any new state, but only as a result of Bitush, when the new Kli is revealed as a result of despair, and that's not effective because it only comes as a result of forming the new degree, and we'll feel it.
Item 90, opening me. Since the Reshima that remains from the first expansion is higher than Chokhmah, as she reaches Ketel, it is in contrast with the light of Chokhmah that comes now, whose level is only up to Chokhmah. Also, there is merit to the light of Chokhmah, for it now comes from above downward to clothe in the Kelim. Ravenous really light. However, the Reshima is imprinted with the desire to depart from the Itlabshut, the clothing, although she does not in fact ascend.
Because it's a Reshima of Keter. It's a Reshima, it's a light. And that's why light always dominates over Reshima.
Item 100, opening me. It means that a coarse light that fell off of the Reshima by the Haka'ah, the striking of the light of Chokhmah in it, became a Kli for the light of Reshima, which is Prinat Zachar, male Prina, of the Kli of Ketel. The Kli for all Chokhmah in Kli of Ketel, which is Prinat Nekeva, of the Kli of Ketel, was made by the Nutzitzin the sparks that fell from the light of Chokhmah by the striking of the light of Reshima in it. Though there is already a Kli for the male of Kli of Ketel, it is still ended and renewed by the striking of the light of Chokhmah.
Everything comes out of this, merging of the lights of past and present. It's some sort of a merging of impressions. How should I say it? The vessels are born from what is desired and what is present currently, what I receive now and what I want to receive in the future, from all of these discernments and disagreements, the Kalim are born.
200 C, it's Chaim, Shalom, Mtvei, Velomati.
Okay, item 7, above.
Item 7. The purification and the departure in Akkadim are somewhat similar to the abolition of the Melachim in Olam HaNikudim, who died and were revoked. Item 7. Now you can understand how in the world of Akkadim there is also some extent of the abolition of the Melachim, as those Melachim who reigned in the land of Edom, they died and were revoked, as mentioned in the study of Olam HaNikudim. After all, the matter of the concealment of the lights of Akkadim and their ascent to their emanator is also the abolition of the Melachim here. Item 7. The purification and the departure in Akkadim are somewhat similar to the abolition of the Melachim in Olam HaNikudim, who died and were revoked.
So the difference is that Kalim disappear, but they disappear as a result from the fact that they functioned before and received for the sake of bestowal when over there, the vessels disappeared and cannot return back to their roles. So lights can go through the lights of Nikodim in the world of infinity.
Now you can understand in how the world of Akkadim, Olam HaAkkadim, there is also some extent of the abolition of the Melachim, as those Melachim, those kings who reigned in the land of Edom, they died and were revoked, as mentioned in the study of Olam HaNikudim. After all, the matter of the concealment of the lights of Akkadim and their ascent to their emanator is also the abolition of the kings here.
Is there anything below?
Item 300, clarifying the lights of Akkadim and their ascent to their emanator.
Just like with the shattering of the vessels, same with emergence of light.
Both were through the ascent of the lights to the emanator, meaning the purification of the Masach, and so their ways are equal too. It is written in length in my book, Panim Meot Umasbirot, regarding the breaking of the vessels.
The difference is in how the screen was cleansed, either through collision of the internal and external lights, or something else.
Item 8. The difference between them is that here there was a corruption in order to correct, while in Nikudim there was an actual shattering and death. However, the difference between them is that here, in Akkadim, the corruption was in order to correct, and ruin in order to build, as the prime intention was to rise in order to make Prinot Kilim. However, in Nikudim, there was an actual abolition and death. Despite that, since the Kilim began to manifest a little from the Akkadim, hence, here too, there had been some revocation. Again, item 8. The difference between them is that here there was a corruption in order to correct, while in Nikudim there was an actual shattering and death. However, the difference between them is that here, in Akkadim, the corruption was in order to correct, and ruin in order to build.
In other words, even though the Partsuf of Galgalta is cleansed, but instead of it, the Partsuf Ab is built. Ab, that receives the lights for bestowal, he attracts, he reestablishes the Partsuf of Galgalta, and through it continues the lights into Ab, even though on one hand he brings to the cleansing of Galgalta, and on the other hand he returns it back to life when he attracts the lights through it.
Item 9. However, in Nikudim there was an actual abolition and death. Despite that, since the Kelim began to manifest a little from the Kelim, hence here too there had been some revocation. Item 400, the corruption in order to correct and a ruin in order to build. The levels in the Masach gradually diminish by the Izdekhut, the purification in the Masach, and in Itzotzin, the sparks fall off every upper Pchina to its inferior. This is the beginning of the association of Midat HaRachamim with Din, because the Nitzotzim, the sparks of the upper Prina, are as Midat HaRachamim to the lower. It is known that the association of Midat HaRachamim with Din is the foundation for the existence of the world. It is written, in Akudim, the corruption was in order to correct, and ruin in order to build. This is like the breaking of the vessels, where the Nitzotzim fell in order to revive them with Midat HaRachamim. And the only difference between them is that here there is only corruption, and there was an actual abolition and death.
Okay, is that clear? Any questions?
I don't understand why there's the annulment, the abolition. It comes for a correction, no?
Yes, but for now, what is meant is the vessels remained. Can you use them? Yes. While in Nikudim, you could not have used the vessels because they shattered and lost their screen. Here, the screen did not disappear. It maintained itself, cleanses itself, and simply goes out of commission.
But it's all corrected in the world of Atzilut, no?
It's irrelevant that it is corrected. He needs to correct it. There is no... there's nothing wrong here. It's just a kli. It came out of the state of reception for bestowal, but it maintains itself. It saves itself. Conditions are changed. And the kli is no longer adaptable for these conditions. And this is even better for the kli because it needs to hold itself with greater strength in order not to receive for a reception, because the greater lights are revealed now. Here is a question. A kli that is planning to cleanse itself, when it plans to cleanse itself, does it cost it efforts? Its screen as a result disappears, as if this work becomes easier after he cleanses himself and goes into Tabor of Peh, what he received for bestowal. And now, from the state, he distances himself from the state and receives less for bestowal and less. Isn't that greater effort? Because he is in bestowal. Now, he descends a degree lower. We'll still talk about this. No, you're right. It's 5.
Chapter 5 explains the inner and surrounding lights of Akudim containing 8 issues. Item 1. In the lights of Akudim, there are 10 inner spherot and 10 surrounding spherot. They illuminate in Prinat Panim, to the sides and all around Ak. 10 inner Sfirot and 10 surrounding Sfirot emerged from Peh of Adam Kadmon. They extend from opposite the Panim through opposite the Tabul of this Adam Kadmon. This is the principal light, though some shines through the sides and all around this Adam. Again, item 1. Lights of Agudim have 10 inner spherot and 10 surrounding spherot. They illuminate in Prinat Panim to the sides and all around Ak. And 1. 10 inner spherot and 10 surrounding spherot emerge from the Peh of Adam Kadmon. They extend from opposite the Panim through opposite the Tabur of this Adam Kadmon. This is the principal light, though some shines through the sides and all around this Adam.
This is clear, right? Since Peh of the Partsuf is a place where restrictions happen, and the screen and the Orchazer and the decisions, the calculations, and from the point of Peh and below, the lights, the internal and external lights are disseminated, they are dispersed, the inner lights are dispersed until Tabor, and the surrounding lights, there's a question. The surrounding lights are dispersed until Siyum Raglin of the Partsuf of Ak, or only until Tabor? Since, as if when there are inner, there are also outer, surrounding. And the question is, why aren't there surrounding lights in relation to the end of the Partsuf and Sof?
Item 1, O Pnimi. We should not think that this contradicts what we will write, that from Peh of Ak emerged only 5 Partsufim and 2 Makifim. As there, he speaks of general Makifim. But in the particular, you have no light that does not have Pnimi and Makif.
If we're talking about desire to receive, that has to be restricted under the screen of the, and then Or Chazer, that splits itself only in reception, in relation to the reception for bestowal, then it can only receive a part of bestowal, which is why it has inner and surrounding. If he's in sanctity, and only at the end of correction, everything will exist as the inner light. First, our second item, Or Pnimi.
Item 2, Or Pnimi. It means that there are two discernments of light in a complete Partsuf. The first is called Or Chochmah, and the second is called Or Chasadim. Correspondingly, we discern two illuminations in each Partsuf, right and left, Panim and Achol. Right and left relate to illumination of the light of Chasadim. Panim and Achol relate to illumination of the light of Chochmah. It is known that the first Tzimtzum was primarily on Or Chochmah, to prevent it from appearing in Prinat Dalet. For that reason, the Partsufim were divided into Panim and Achol, the Prinot above Prinat Dalet that receive the light of Chochmah are called Panim. And those contained in Prinat Dalet, which cannot receive the light of Chochmah, are called Achol. There is right and left in both the Panim and the Achol. The Prinot that receive the light of Chasadim abundantly are called right, and the Prinot that do not receive O Chasadim abundantly are called left.
Okay, once again, don't envision the right or the left or up and down, forward, backwards, in all these six directions. Left, right, up, down, forward and back. Don't envision it. There are simply distinctions in the way lights are received from the inner in relation to Aviyud that's inside of the Kli, or in relation to Chasadim and Chochmah. Don't try to envision this.
You should also know that the names Panim and Achol relate primarily to the Tabul. From Tabul up, it is considered Panim, and from Tabul down, it is considered Achol, as Malchut of Guf is called Tabul. It is written they extend from opposite the Panim to opposite the Tabul. It means that the expansion of these 10 Sfirot from Peyaf Ak downward extends and shines primarily in the Prinat Panim of the Potsuf, which is above Prinat Dalit, called Tabul. However, from Tabul down, it does not shine because of the Tzimtzum, the restriction on Prinat Dalit. However, he tells us, this is the principal light, though some shines through the sides and all around this Potsuf, meaning to its Prinat Achol, though it shines through the sides, meaning from Prinot right and left. It is so because through the Ol Chozer that Prinat Dalit brings in the Partzuf, which is Ol Chasadim, she too receives the illumination of Chochmah. However, it is regarded as Ol Nekeva, the light of the female, meaning only reception and not bestowal.
Ot bet divrei Ari, kochavit.
Item 2. You should not wonder at what we have written above, that the itzuniyut, the externality of the kli, was made of the light of the left ozen that enters in the peh, and the pnimiyut of the kli was made of the nekev of the left choten. Though the on kif is greater and better than all pnimi, the internality, the pnimiyut of the kli, is still greater than the chitzoniyut, the externality of the kli, as is apparent to the eye. It is not so with Prinot Orot. For the great light that the Kli cannot extend and receive within shines on the outside as Or Makif, and the scant light remains within it, unlike the Kelim. Thus, how will Prinat Ozen, being the superior, be the Chitzoniut of the Kli, and the Chotem, which is lower, be the Pnimiut of the Kli?
Shuv otbet.
Again, item 2. You should not wonder at what we have written above, that the chitzoniut, the externality of the kli, was made of the light of the left ozen that enters in the peh, and the pnimiut, the internality of the kli, was made of the nekev of the left chotem. Though the ol mekif is greater and better than the ol pnimi, the internality of the kli is still greater than the externality of the kli, as is apparent to the eye.
In accordance to its importance, to the strength, this is a screen. These are they receive for bestowal, as in relation to the external kli. It's 99% for bestowal.
It is not so with Prinat Orot, for the great light that a kli cannot extend and receive within shines on the outside as Or Mekif, and a scant light remains within, unlike the kelim. Thus, how will Prinat Ozen, being the superior, be the externality of the kli, and the Chotem, which is lower, be the Pnimiut of the kli?
Ot gimel or pnimi, mevayeret min or ozen small hanichnas bape.
Or pnimi. Know that there are necessarily two prinot in every kli. These are prinat hamshacha and prinat kabbalah, reception. It is so because the coarser prina is better for the hamshacha, the extension of light, and vice versa regarding the reception and clothing of light. That is because in that the pure is better, as it is obligated to equalize in form with the light that is received in it. These two prinot are sometimes called the upper one, Elyon, and Tachton, the lower one, and sometimes called Pnimiut, the internality, and chitzoniyut, the externality. And you must know the difference between them. The thing is that when we speak of a complete degree, which has b'chinat hamshecha, the extension, and b'chinat hitlabshut, the clothing, they are regarded as upper and lower. It is so because the more of, the coarser its pnimiyut, meaning the kli hamshecha, the higher level extends. For example, if its internality is b'chinat dalet, it clothes up to the level of ketel. It turns out that from the perspective of the hamshecha, it is lower, meaning coarser. However, because all ketel must have a pure kli to clothe in, it is thus more ilyon. From the perspective of the itlapshut, the clothing, meaning purer. In other words, it has a pure kli, like none other, fitting for clothing the light of ketel. Thus, when speaking of a complete level, these four prinot are regarded as one above the other, meaning the pure is higher, more upper, more elyon. However, when we only speak from the perspective of the kli amshacha, these four prinot are regarded as the walls of a kli, having four klipot one atop the other. The shefa, the abundance in it, is received and measured only in its inner klipa, and does not touch the three exterior klipot at all. These serve merely as support of the interior klipa in the wall. Likewise, we discern four prinot in the kli of amshacha, clothing one atop the other. The coarser is more internal, and prinat dalet, the principal extender of the upper light through the coupling, through striking, the zivug de'aka, where the upper light, the O Elyon, is measured exactly according to the level of the O Chozel that she raises. And this is regarded as pnimiyut kli. The other three prinot are regarded as the externality of the kli, meaning they do not touch the light at all and do not serve it. Rather, they are the reasons that cause prinat dalet, as she cannot manifest without them. It is written, the externality of the kli was made of the light of the left ozen, which is prina bet. The internality of the kli was made of the nekev of the left chotem, which is prina gimel. It means that the coarser is more internal, as has been explained.
Leave all of these ozen, chotem, and all these holes. Does confuse. The main principle is simple. The more the lower is the kli, the more the thicker the screen, the greater the light it can hold in, and it can clothe itself onto higher degrees in according to Zakut. The forms of Aviyut and Zakut are two different forms in the kli. What can you do? This is very confusing. But I think even in our world there are such examples. What should be the measure of a great desire, of a great egoism in a person if he wants to attend something lofty, a musician? They practice 12 hours a day. They have a huge ego, huge aviyut, and then they attract huge lights. But one as if does not relate to another, but these are two forms, okay? So where are we?
Okay,
then read Opnimi. He poses two questions. Since O Makif is greater than O Pnimi, the externality of the Kli should have been more important than the Pnimi of the Kli, as it serves a greater light. However, in reality, we see the opposite. The Pnimi of the Kli is the entire importance in the degree. Its entire degree and sustenance depend on it, and the externality of the Kli is not so important.
Since she attracts and sees action and expresses itself.
2. The second question.
It's simply a place where the light can reveal itself.
If the pnimiut of the Kli is indeed far more important than the chitzimiut, the externality of the Kli, it should have extended from a more important shoish, more important root, meaning from chinah bet of the rosh, called ozen. Also, the externality of the Kli from a lower root, meaning chinah gimel. Why, then, is it the opposite?
Okay.
Shevet Achim Gam Yachad.